Passion and desire can attract everything you want in life. Passion by Design is a show about designing a life of passion. I'm Paula McChesney.
And I'm Sandy Peckinpah, and we're the authors of a concept and a book called Passion by Design. Our book and our show is about enhancing your life. We'll be talking about your home, your relationships, your body, your spirit, and anything else that you want to talk about.
And we're here with you live every Wednesday afternoon at 2:05 to discuss living life fully through the senses here on AM 1240 KNRY. We'd love to hear from you, so call in and join us at area code 831-373-1234, and you can send us emails at info@passionbydesign.com. Well, hi, Sandy.
Paula.
How are you today?
I am ecstatic because I am preparing for my big trip to Italy.
She gets to go to Italy on Monday, and is she inviting me? No.
Well, who was, Paula, you were with me the first time we were in Italy, and how old were we?
We were 15 years old.
That's right, and we went to Italy with a show, and remember, we landed in Milan, and do you remember that first morning waking up in Milan, and I believe we were staying at a convent, weren't we? Yeah, and not that we were there as nuns or hoping to be.
No, we weren't signing up for that, no.
But we were staying there. And do you remember the smell of Italy when you wake up, that luscious, oh my gosh, fresh air.
Oh, and the cappuccino.
The first cappuccino.
Every once in a while, Sandy, I will get a cappuccino that takes me back to that first smell when I was 15 years old, of that sharp, acrid, delicious fragrance that is so embedded in my memory cells and my brain cells and my limbic system. I mean, it's just in there. And every once in a while, I'll get that again. And it just takes me back to that amazing adventure we had as young girls, singing and dancing our way into the hearts of millions.
Yes, we were. And do you remember that they served the cappuccinos in big bowls?
We would have
to hold them with both hands.
That's the only way I like mine now.
I know, me too. It takes us back. But we were drinking cappuccinos before Starbucks ever existed.
Oh, yes. Just a day or two.
Yes. Didn't we all bring home those wonderful espresso makers in our suitcases? Tried to make them at home, but
it wasn't quite the same.
No, but anyway, you know where I am landing in Milan next week on Wednesday morning, I believe, and it is something that I imagined the possibility and designed it for myself, and so did the man I love. And we both love Italy, and we both made that decision that we were going to make it happen. And dreams do come true, my friend, because he made it happen more than I did.
Well, you both did. Let's put it that way. First of all, and I hope I'm not spilling the beans here, but I'm going to do it on the air. This is your, how do we say, pre-wedding honeymoon?
Yes, it is.
Now, most people, Sandy, have the wedding and then the honeymoon, but not you, my friend. You are having your honeymoon going to Italy to pick up your wedding ring.
Now, yes, that's exactly what we're
romantic
doing.
Romantic is that?
My engagement and wedding ring.
And
that is the most amazing thing to me, because if you had asked me a year ago at this time, would I be doing this? No, but I imagined it.
Yes, you did. And you lived Passion by Design, the path of creating passion and joy and fulfillment in your life. And boy, I'll tell you, that is exactly what you have done, my friend, big time. And I'm very happy for you and proud of you. And you are an example, as is our guest today, for all our listeners to really realize that setting your intention of what you do want and really getting quite clear about it. And it can be a bit confusing in this world of change and transition. We think, well, what do we want? You know, what am I going to do? How am I going to get it? And yet, I believe, and I can't wait to hear our guests talk about this, that there is power in seeking the clarity of mm-hmm. what your heart's desire is. And so I really am quite thrilled to invite our guest on and introduce her. We've got today on the show from New York, Ann Palmer. And Ann, are you on the line with us? Oh, did we lose her? Okay, she will be on the line with us just momentarily. She was on. Ann, are you there?
Hello.
There she
yes,
is.
Yes, I am.
There she is.
I was busy dreaming about being in Italy, and I had to bring myself back into my body.
You know, a girl has to do that. A girl has to do that. But, and just to introduce, you have such an impressive background, and you are a skilled master of the art of transitioning with TLC, Tender Loving Care. You are the founder of your company, which you've named TLC Transitions, and you're going to talk about some of your own personal stories. You are a former international runway model. She's absolutely gorgeous, by the way. You are an Emmy Award-winning talk show host, a corporate spokesperson, a nonprofit executive, a nutritional cleanse coach, a speaker, an author, and a mother of two young adults. I don't know when Anne sleeps, but she must at some point in there. And she says she has reinvented herself out of necessity. And I love that because there's a whole lots of stories there. And she's created balance in all areas of her life. And she's nationally recognized for her vision and her leadership. So join us and listen to hear her secrets about professional passion and growth and development and how to design the life that you desire. It may just be the beginning of a whole new life for you. So Anne, welcome to the show. We're delighted to have you.
Oh, Paul and Sandy, thank you so much for inviting me to be a part of Passion by Design on the radio.
You're welcome. Well, Anne, you've had such diverse careers over the years, my goodness. And obviously you brought something from each one of those careers into the total package. Can you just give us a starting point about how you began your professional life?
Wow, I began my professional life. Actually, that too was just sort of a dream that happened because my degree is actually in design, so we have something very much in common.
Yes,
and
we do.
One of the things that I found myself doing was moving to New York City after I got my degree and after I was married. And when I had been modeling my way through college, I had been asked by some of the top New York designers to come to New York. But of course, the realist in me said, you have to get a degree, you have to have a fallback position. And when I moved to New York, the dreamer in me said, but you know, if you were ever going to do it, now's the time. And I walked into the number one runway agency in New York City, and they opened the door and said, can you start today? And that was the beginning of my life, which has been a series of incredible opportunities and that I've just sort of recognized, taken advantage of, and dreamed about what could be if. And I just kind of continue to be a chameleon and transition myself in healthy ways through life. And it's just been one incredible ride. And it's not over yet. I'm still dreaming. I'm still creating. And now I'm doing it and helping others do it as a Clarity Life Coach that is also a certified dream coach that has mastered the art of taking people through and teaching them the skills to live the life that they desire and deserve.
Well, you know, Anne, this is the perfect time for me to bring up the fact that we have an inquiry from our email saying to you, I would like to understand what it means to have the life I deserve. What if I find myself not really believing I deserve a better life, or even if there's an unconscious belief? How do I deal with that since it would be unconscious? Thank you. I'm looking forward to hearing your answer.
Wow. That's a great question because many of us have lost sight of what it means to even dream. We all live our life sort of getting up every day with schedules and to-do lists, and we just kind of launch off there mindlessly, just kind of getting through the day, checking things off. instead of thinking about what is it that's most important to me? What is my reason for being here? And that's a question that we all find ourselves asking. What is my purpose? And the Dream Coach methodology that I'm certified to take people through, which is a powerful process, actually starts with that very question. And so it begins by asking yourself the right questions, asking yourself, what is it that I want my life to be about? And then setting the intention to create what it is that you really want, what based on your values, and what's most important to you, rather than fulfilling obligations and being stuck in reality. Hmm. So living and designing the life that you deserve is what it is that you want more than anything else. That at the end of your life, when you are ready to check out from the incarnation as we know it now, what do you want to look back on your life and say that your life has meant to you? Hmm. That's what you deserve to have. And you can have it, but you have to make the conscious decision to first take and make the time to dream.
Hmm. Wow, that's really powerful. And that's what I was talking about with Paula just before you were introduced, about how I set the intention and the dream to have a wonderful relationship in my life, open that door. And I did have to close a few doors for that to happen, you know, just in my own mind, my own restrictions in my head. How do you take people from that place of feeling not worthy or like good things can't happen? How do you get them into that clarity place where they can really feel comfortable with their intentions and their dreaming?
Well, there are several different ways that I do it, but let me just talk about, first, I said it a minute ago, I'm getting in touch with what it is that you value most. Mm-hmm. What is at the core of what's important to you? And then what does it mean to be in integrity with yourself around those values, that you are going to make that the basis upon which you build your life's foundation? And then once you understand that purpose and are clear about those values and are in an integrity with them, then you can start to really begin to dream about the possibilities from there. And then once you start to dream about the possibilities, what happens to most of us? Those little voices come up in our head that say, oh, no, you can't do that because. Mm-hmm. And it gives you all this litany of reasons why you can't.
Right.
And how many times have you had somebody tell you to turn down the voice of that doubter?
Yes, that's true.
Well, instead of turning down the voice of that doubter, what we want to do is to go and develop a new relationship with that doubter. Mm-hmm. We actually want to turn up the volume on that voice and hear what it has to say. Mm. Because that voice is, in fact, a part of you. And you wouldn't like it if someone discounted you or didn't pay attention to you, so that voice doesn't like that either. But if we listen to it, if we give it an opportunity to express itself, and we start to get to know it and develop a new relationship with it and invite it to be a part of the process and a partner in the process. You know, Sandy, you were talking about your dream and that you created it and that you had to let some things go and you had to renegotiate and rearrange things in your life to make your dreams possible. Well, the same thing happens with those parts of ourselves that have a tendency to hold us back because we don't listen. We're going to start to develop a new relationship with them. Mm. And that's part of the process that I take people through, is to teach them through a skill set I call it, and my mentor and teacher, Marcia Weider, who's known as America's Dream Coach and has mastered it. She's Jack Canfield's coach, and she's been on Oprah, and she really knows the art of dreaming. There's a process called active imagination where you actually start to have a dialogue with those parts, and I teach people with the work that I do how to do that.
You know, and that is so powerful. And I'm just listening to you and really experiencing your words, because it is so true, at least in my life, that, you know, and Jung, I believe, was the first one that said this, that which resists, or that which we resist, persists. And it's yes. And it really can take us into that whole realm of Zen thinking and martial arts thinking and Aikido and so forth, which I find such a powerful metaphor for what you're saying of, you know, when I stop putting so much energy into resisting my fears, my shadow side, my dark side, my doubting voice, whatever it is at the moment, all that energy which could be spent, which you're talking about, and it's so beautiful, getting to know it, embracing it, shining light on it. You know, once you shine the light on the darkness vanishes. So I love what you're saying. It's brilliant.
Absolutely. It's stepping into that fear. And when you step towards it, it diminishes. It gets smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to have an open dialogue, a really honest, candid conversation with those parts of you, you find that they're there mainly because they want to protect you,
yes.
not hurt you, not
yes.
really hold you back.
Mm-hmm.
They're just concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start to have that dialogue with them and start to discuss with them what your dream is and why you believe it and how you really are capable of doing it, but that you need their support and their involvement in the process, when they become a part of the team, you're unstoppable.
Wow, I love how you're putting that. That is just brilliant. And you have a wonderful breakdown of the actual word coaching on your website and in your work. And tell our listening audience what your website is, because I know a lot of people like to go to the website and get a chance to see your beautiful face, as well as see some of your work while they're listening and on the air. So please share our website, if you would, your website, if
sure.
you would, please.
I would love to, because at different points I may reference it, so I mm-hmm. hope everyone has a pen and paper. It is www.claritytransitions.com. That's claritytransitions.com. And as of next week, I'm actually going to be transitioning my website, and it'll be much easier because you'll also be able to access it just by remembering my name, Anne Palmer, and that's Anne, A-N-N-E, P-A-L-M-E-R, like Arnold Palmer, the golfer, .com. So either way, in about a week, you'll be able to get to me. But for today, just go to claritytransitions.com.
Excellent. That's great.
Perfect.
Would you go through, Anne, some of the breakdown of the word coaching? And you do such an interesting and good job of that breakdown, starting with the letter C.
Sure. Sure. Well, first of all, you know, coaching, think of it as a sports metaphor. And think about dream teams that win. That what do they consist of? They first consist of having a coach who has a big vision and who really gets it, and is able to articulate it, and get you to collaborate with them to define what it is you all really, really want collectively, and then to go out and develop the skills and provide the wherewithal to create it. So the C stands for collaboration, or collaborating with you to design what it is you want.
You know, Anne, I think that's a really important point that I'd like to bring up. The value of having a person like you who is not involved in the integration of your life, you know, like you are an outside person able to observe from what I tell you what my life is, and you're able to get very clear on things that perhaps I don't see because I'm living the life. And I think that's the value of coaching, because I know I've used coaches throughout the years, and what I love is that they don't live my life with me, so they tell me the truth. And
absolutely.
It really works.
And you know what? I like to think of it as that all of the answers really do lie within you, But oftentimes, we can't see that ourselves. So your coach serves as a mirror, a voice that is able to look, observe, and share with you the brilliance that lies within you and to help to pull that out of you. So
right.
You collaborate in the process, because I'm not there to tell you what to do, but to help shine a light and collaborate with you on getting what it is that you want to create.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So the next step in that process is for then, it's like me opening the door. That's the O in coaching. It's opening the door of your mind to the new possibilities that I'm able to see as an outsider looking at you and observing all of the things that are possible. And I just help you to open that door so you can start to see it too.
Excellent. And then the
most important part, I think, is the A. Because that's about asking the questions that are going to inspire you to do your dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about me telling you what to do. It's about me asking you just the right questions that lead you to thought-provoking answers that will empower you to get where it is you're going.
So, Anne, do you have an example of this, like, say, asking the right questions? I mean, that, boy, how powerful is that? You know, because if you don't ask the right questions, you don't get the right answer. What might be an example of a right question for someone that you're coaching or working with?
Sure. One of the questions that I really, really think is the most powerful of all is, how committed are you to your dream?
Wow.
Are you more committed to your dream or to your reality?
Mm. Do people... This is terrible. Do people ever tell you the truth?
Yeah, they often do. They say, well, you know, but my reality is that, you know, I've got kids I've got to, you know, educate.
Right.
I've got to go to work and make the money to keep a roof over my
head.
And, you know, all of the things that represent reality. Mm. And when I hear those kinds of things, my next question to them is, and how much is being committed to reality costing you?
Powerful.
Mm-hmm. Do people get that?
Means is that people are sacrificing their happiness and their dreams, and they've stopped dreaming.
And I find that when, for me, again, I can only speak for myself, that when I lose touch with my dreams, I become full of resentment, and I get angry at myself. I get angry at situations, I get angry at things around me, and when I start feeling resentful, that for me, Anne, is a real warning flag to go, ooh, you better take a look at some things here. So I think that's what you're saying, too.
Exactly, and oftentimes when you get to that point where you are so stuck in your reality and that resentment is starting to surface, it's going to manifest in all kinds of ways. Oftentimes physical ways, and it's going to show up with all kinds of physical dis-ease in the body.
Right, right.
And that's why we have a nation of people who are suffering, and they're suffering in silence with all kinds of ailments and problems because they've stopped dreaming. And
wow.
So now, this is a wake-up call. This is an opportunity. They say, you know, yeah, but with all of the challenges, this is no time to dream. I beg to differ. It's all the more important that we dream in times like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to see the possibilities that exist for us.
How about this, Anne? How about instead of the DOD being the Department of Defense, we can have the DOD be the Department of Dreams?
Well, I was born, I've got a whole bunch of dream coaches, and we'd love to see people start to think that way. Absolutely.
Anne, you have... the C as create a safe environment for you to grow in the word coach, the second C. And I think
yes.
I'd love for you to talk about that, because I think so many times that complacency isn't necessarily complacency. It's fear of moving to a new place that doesn't necessarily feel safe because the existing place is all you ever know.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that I really take that to be very, very sacred. Because in creating an environment where you feel that your dreams matter, that what it is that's important to you is worthy of time and attention and love and care. And so what I do is to create, and we build a rapport and based on agreements that we establish together, confidentiality, honoring what it is that you believe. And I'm going to hold you accountable, and I'm going to tell you what I see. And when you're falling back into those places where you're letting those limiting beliefs draw you closer to your reality and away from your dreams, I'm going to very gently nudge you and call on you to reassess where you are and where is that tension. There's a concept called structural tension by Robert Fritz. And it's the tension, if you can imagine a rubber band, that is on one end you have one foot in your dreams with the rubber band there and the other foot in your reality or your doubts with the rubber band there. And the way Marsha Weider says it so beautifully is that whichever direction you believe more in, that's the way the rubber band will stretch. So imagine I'm in New York and I get in my car to drive to California to see you all because that's a dream that I want to come out there and spend time with you on that beautiful sunny coast. And I get in my car and I get to the New Jersey border and I get a flat tire. The question is, am I going to see that as, oh, let me just change the tire and keep going? Or am I going to see it as, oh, this is a sign that I'll never make it there and that I need to just turn around and go back?
Well,
if I'm more committed to my dream, I'm going to change that tire, I'm going to get in my car, and I'm going to keep going.
Absolutely. I had to change a flat tire the other day, too.
mm-hmm.
That's so cool to really put it in a question for ourselves as we move forward in life and things do happen to us, instead of having a knee-jerk reaction out of fear or, you know, based in, as you were saying, quote, well, the reality is, you know, to really ask yourself that question in the moment. How can I hold this? If I do this, does it move me toward my dream or does it move me more into, in my words, the fear? That's great.
Yes.
Very great stuff.
Yes. And so the last letter in coach, because we've gone through all but the H, is that a coach helps you to achieve the goals to win. And isn't that what a coach does?
Yes.
Give you everything that you need to inspire you and encourage you to find every ounce of what it is that you need in order to achieve your goal. You know, I hosted a women's basketball talk show for 13 seasons, and it was amazing to see those young women leave everything out on the floor when they were going for that final, you know, that big win. And that's what it is, that as a coach, I'm here to inspire you and encourage you to achieve those goals and to really win in life.
You know, Anne, that you brought up basketball, and of course that leads me right to health. Because I think we all, especially at this stage of my life, I want to live the rest of my life with maximum health. And do you work with your clients on achieving their goals in health as well?
Absolutely. You know, I see that, as you know, in designing, every part is important. But the most important part of everything is your health. Because without your health, you can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I think that that's the most important part of getting the clarity that you want. Because if you imagine that you have an internal cleanse going on, and I usually encourage a lot of my clients to go through what I call full body nutritional cleansing. And if you go on my website to the wellness section, it'll talk a little bit more about there, and there's a link you can click on that'll tell you more about it. But basically, what I do is I encourage people to get clear within themselves, because when you do within your body start to get clear, all of a sudden, everything else comes into focus for you. And things that you couldn't see before become infinitely clearer to you.
You know, and I want to talk more in depth when we come back from a break about this health and the role of cleansing in getting to clarity, you know, internally and in around in our surroundings, our environment, and so forth. But we're going to take a quick break. And if you're just joining us, you are listening to Passion by Design, Designing and Living a Life of Passion. And we're talking today with Anne Palmer from New York, giving us great information. Passion by Design streams live on www.knry.com. And we're also on our website, www.passionbydesign.com. And live, you can get them live on the air as well as listening to them later on iTunes. We'll be right back.
Do you want to get into the best shape of your life? My name is Ellen Bradley Gannis, and I've actually helped thousands of people not only transform their body, but improve their health and the way they feel every day. Fad diets are unsafe and they don't work. If you're really ready for a change, visit me now at www.passioncleanse.com. Free personal coaching and money back guaranteed.
Welcome back. This is Passion by Design, Designing and Living a Life of Passion. And I'm Paula McChesney. And I'm here with Sandy Peckinpah and Anne Palmer. And we are just starting to open up a very interesting topic and very important topic about health and cleansing and its role in clarity and achieving clarity. Because I know Anne is a designer. And I know you can relate to this, that if my space, my physical space is so cluttered, my desk is so cluttered, I end up going in circles. And I end up shoving one pile of papers from the left side of the desk to the right side of the desk. And, you know, it's really very, very counterproductive. And when I can stop myself, and I confess I don't always stop myself in a very timely fashion. Sometimes I can spend a whole day shoving papers around. When I can stop myself and identify that I need to cleanse my environment, unclutter it as a starting point, and then also look to my physical cleansing, I really get to clarity much faster. So tell us more about that.
Absolutely. You know, wellness is really a state of being. And that's when I think your body, your mind, everything is all in balance and in alignment. Well, think about it. We live in a world that is just, we're bombarded with toxicity everywhere we turn. There's just no way to avoid it. And if you think of our bodies as a vehicle by which we are sort of traveling through life, much as a car is the vehicle that transports us from one place to another. We have to do what? Periodically, we have to make sure that we take our car in for an oil change, lubrication, and filter so that it will run appropriately. Well, our bodies are no different. We have to cleanse the natural filters of the body to be able to run efficiently. And unfortunately, we live in a time now where those natural filters get so bombarded with all of the pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, pesticides on the food we buy, even if we're eating organic. It's almost impossible to give our bodies what it needs now. And our filtering systems can no longer handle the volume of toxicity that are coming at it. So if we give it a little bit of a boost, by number one, doing a gentle cellular cleanse that will cleanse all of that toxicity out of the cells of our body. And I like to use a program that then replenishes it with the nutrients and vitamins that it needs in order to function properly. That's sort of the oil change and filter. Mm-hmm. That's the new clean oil and products that help things to run well in the car. It's the same thing with our body. And the minute you do that, the body starts to come back to a place of homeostasis, what I like to consider the place where the body is really functioning optimally and is at peace with itself and has the clarity that you need to be able to give you the energy, the mental clarity, and everything that you need for you to be able to operate at maximum capacity.
Well, you know, that's so true, and I find it just very interesting because we have so many, we Americans particularly, but everyone in the world today, have so many demands on our bodies, our physical bodies, just to speak to that element. And we're just pumping out all these cortisols and stress hormones like crazy. And, you know, we're so much more exposed than we ever were in the past. And my analogy of this, and I'm right with you on this cleansing, and actually both Sandy and I, Anne, have been following a cleansing program the same as yours for 3 years. And very interestingly enough, when I was exposed to this or it was brought to my attention, was because a woman whom I knew well, beautiful, beautiful woman, very in shape, very just a gorgeous woman to begin with, came into my office, and we had our meeting, and I looked at her, and I said, there's something different about her. She had a clarity and a focus that I had not seen before, and this was, believe me, this was a beautiful, striking, intelligent woman from the get-go, and she had something, and I wanted that something, and I finally said to her, what are you doing? And she said, I'm doing a cleansing program that cleanses, just what you're saying, Anne, cleanses my cells and replenishes me with super fuel. And I went, I get that. Yeah. I get that.
Well, may I share with you my story? Because
please.
That's actually, I really do walk my talk. And I don't just talk it, I walk it. I was going through 7 major life crises. And I had more stress, more challenges in my life than you could imagine. And a very dear friend came up to me, and much like your experience, said to me, with all that you're going through, I have something that I think would be of value to you. And I was going off for a week of sort of healing because I knew that I had managed my way using all my other techniques very successfully through a lot of these challenges. But I knew if I didn't take time to take care of my body, that it was going to start to manifest itself in my body.
Oh, yes.
And I went away for, and I took this little box it had for 9 days, and I said, I'll do this, and you know, we'll talk about this more, because she said, you're going to wish you had more product with you than that, than just 9 days, because once you start putting this in your body, you're not going to want to stop. And I have to tell you, Sandy, by the third day, I was floored. I couldn't believe it. It was like my body was coming alive from the inside out. Now, I've been an international runway model. I've always taken care of my body. I've always eaten right. I've always exercised. I've always had plenty of water and everything. I thought I was very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But by the third day, I could feel a major difference in my body. And it was coming alive from the inside out. And in 9 days, I released 10 pounds of toxicity out of my body. And within 30 days, I had released 20. It's never come back. That was over 2 years ago. And now at 53, I have the body I had at 33. It's getting better every day. I have more mental clarity, energy, and stamina than I've ever had before in my adult life.
And I can tell you the same story.
I really believe in taking care of yourself.
I'm sorry. I could tell you the same story verbatim about myself. That was exactly how it happened with me. It was amazing. And the clarity that I achieved in 9 days was amazing. And, you know, I would love to just share with our listeners for a minute that, you know, sadly my son passed away when he was 16 years old. And this was many, many years ago, he would be 34 today. And within 18 months of that period of time, I developed a squamous cell skin cancer. And I had never, ever had any health problems whatsoever. And I realized that my adrenal function and my ability to fight disease had depleted so much through the stress of losing a child, and that I needed to get my health back. And I know with Paula having introduced me to the nutritional cleansing, I've never looked back, and I've never felt healthier.
Yeah.
And Sandy, you've never looked better.
My passion goes as deep as what you're talking about, because I lost my 57-year-old brother to what I felt was a preventable disease just prior to being introduced to this. And I believe firmly that had I known about this prior to that incident that he had, that he would be with me today.
Wow.
Because it was a direct result of not taking care of his body and not giving his body what it needed to be able to function optimally. Mm. So I'm very passionate about it. If it's okay with you, I'll share the little secret, because there are all kinds of ways that you can cleanse the body, and I don't think that there's just one way to do it. Mm-hmm. It just so happens that I think that this way, the product is called Isagenics, for anyone who's interested, and if you go to my website under the wellness section, there's a little link that that I include and embed on the web page, and you could click on that and find out more information. But that's just one way of doing it. I believe it's a great way of doing it, because it's so simple, it's so easy, and it's so natural and gentle on the body.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, it's just an amazing life changer. And Anne, I don't know if you know this or not, but I am a registered nurse. And when I did hear about this, it just made so much sense to me from an understanding of, you know, cellular biology and what goes on. And one of the areas that Sandy and I are both very, very interested in is neuroanatomy and neurophysiology. And it's just so exciting what's being discovered in the area of brain science. And I'm sure that I'm going to make a supposition here. I'm sure you love it as much as we do, because it's so powerful and it's so cool what is being mm-hmm. discovered, you know, on the physical level in the brain, and the reactions of things as seemingly simple as a positive word. How even positive words, changing your words from, and one of our other dear members of our Passion by Design network, a woman in San Francisco, whom many of our guests will have heard, named Summer Simonton, she has developed a program, Anne, called Future Speaking. And she talks about speaking it as though you already have it. And it's so life-changing and powerful how changing the words, simply making that one change from, and the example I always get such a chuckle out of is years and years and years ago, we all went skiing. And I am a skier, and Summer at the time was not. And we're up at Squaw Valley, and she's going down the hill, and she's just so ready to fall. And I'm skiing down behind her. Instead of saying, "Don't fall," I'm saying, "Keep standing." Mm-hmm. Bless her mm-hmm. heart. She skied all the way to the bottom of that hill. She kept standing. And it's such a great tool to get our brain in its best possible shape with this nutrition and just good common sense eating, and, you know, eating organic when you can, and finding out what things, and we've talked about this on a previous show about my hot button in the organic world is strawberries. I will not eat a non-organic strawberry because I picture them like little sponges soaking up all kinds of pesticides. So So that's my, you know, absolutely will only eat organic in that. But finding out, you know, what you can do in your life and making those changes.
Yeah, we had
absolutely.
Dr. Paul Anderson on the show
the
a couple of weeks ago.
The truth is that we all live in a very stressful time where there are a lot of demands. And one of the things that I really love about this program that I advocate is that it makes it easy for you to be healthy and still enjoy. It's not about deprivation.
Right.
It's about moderation and being sensible.
Right.
And so that's what I love about
and
it.
And it's not a diet. It's a way of eating for optimal health and feeling good. And when you feel good, you can be passionate about whatever you're passionate about.
Absolutely. I walk down the street and people stop me every day and say, how do you look so healthy?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, well, you know, it starts with what I put in my body and all my body.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it's also what I put in my mind and how I visualize and dream about what I want my life to be.
Mm.
And I live it every day.
That is so great. And what are, just give us three of your practical steps for getting control of your life. I think a lot of us feel kind of out of control with this economic change and so forth. What would be three practical things people could do?
Well, I'm going to leave you three things that'll be easy to remember because they are the TLC. The TLC will be the way that you can remember it. And the first one is to take time to dream. Figure out a way to carve out time in your day-to-day life to dream again, because so many of us have just stopped dreaming. So take the time to dream. The L is to love yourself and all of your parts. Love yourself enough to make yourself a priority and take the time to get to know all of those parts of yourself, even those parts of yourself that hold you back or that doubt, the doubter, the skeptic, the image consultant. All of those people are part of you. So all of those parts need to be heard and need to be incorporated into the essence of who you are. And there's a lot of work that you can do with that, and I can share that with you. So if anyone's interested, you know, you could go to my website and send me a few questions by going to info@claritytransitions.com. But there's true purpose work that Tim Kelly has done about how to get in touch with your parts and really get to talk about them. And the whole concept of active imagination there that I talked about helps you to get clear with that. And then the third thing is to commit, really commit to having the life that you deserve. Be more committed to those dreams and those visions that you have of having that life you really, really want than any doubt, fear, or questions that could come up for you. So take time to dream, love yourself, and commit to having the life you deserve.
That is really, really powerful. And what we've got a few minutes left. What are some of your own personal dreams? If you didn't know I was going to ask you this, if you don't mind sharing, what's up for you now? I sense there's some big things up for you.
Yes, there are. I've been spending a lot of time on the West Coast doing some very, very deep dream work and purpose work and everything. And I'm ready to actually step onto a global stage and start to talk to people and in all kinds of forums and to teach what it means to really trust that inner voice within you and that inner knowing, that wisdom, to tap into that, to trust it, to have faith, and to then be able to realize the freedom that comes from living in that space of being authentically aligned with yourself.
Mm.
So my dream is to have the ability to touch millions and millions of lives all over the world and to teach the work that is necessary for people to have faith and to be able to plug in to that inner wisdom within them. So there'll be some books coming out and there'll be some other really exciting things. So you want to tune in and to Ann Palmer and Being Authentically Ann.
Wonderful. You know, Ann, I know gratitude is probably a very big part of your work as well. And you had some special offers you were going to give our listeners. Do you want to share them?
Yeah, there's so much to share with people, and we don't have enough time. And
we
just,
have a couple. We have 2 minutes
left. So hopefully,
left.
Maybe you'll have me come back, and we can share some more.
Absolutely.
But for today, you know, I always want to find a way to give back to people and to have them be able to take advantage of something that they otherwise wouldn't have if we hadn't had this chance today. So for the first five people who will go to my website and leave their name and contact information through info@claritytransitions.com, you'll get, I'm willing to give you a complimentary 30-minute clarity coaching session and a copy of Being Clear, Tuning Your Antenna to a Clear Channel, which is my CD. So go to claritytransitions.com and click on info@claritytransitions.com. And for the first five people, that's one offer. The second offer is that I do dream coaching in a group format, which is normally worth about $1,500. And so for those who are listening in on the call today, I am willing to cut that price in half to $750 that can be paid in two equal payments of $375, or $600 if they want to pay it in full. That's even more of a savings if they pay it prior to the first session. And this is only available because my groups are limited to no more than six people. It's a terrific value because my one-on-one coaching clients pay over $3,000 to go through the Dream Coach process to learn how to manifest their dreams. But when I do it in a group setting, I can make it a little bit more affordable.
Oh, Anne, that is just excellent. And we're just almost out of time here. So once again, you can get information about fantastic Anne Palmer on our website and on her website, which she just gave you. And Anne, thank you so much for being a brilliant guest today. And yes, we will have you back. And we have to say goodbye. Our hour is already coming to a close. So please enjoy visiting our website, which is www.passionbydesign.com, where you'll find more information about living your life with passion, as well as being able to get our book, Passion by Design. And please visit our blog. We are always posting new and great information which will be of interest to you. I'm Paula McChesney.
And I'm Sandy Peckinpah. Join us next week, Wednesday afternoon at 2:05 on AM 1240 KNRY for another hour of Passion by Design.
Community Radio for the Central Coast.
AM 1240, KNRY, Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz.